This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We would like to talk about smelly things.
No. Oh, thank you. Who is it? Which one of you? Something's going on.
It's
in here.
This chair that I'm sitting in that's shared by.
Do you think someone's farted into it too many times?
I honestly.
It holds the secrets of the past.
You guys, if I bounce in the chair, I swear to God, if I bounce in this chair, something wafts up at me. Do you want me to do it?
No.
Like, recognize how still I'm being right
you
now.
You are.
Because I'm so afraid of it. Because, like, at first I was like, I must have stepped in poop. Okay,
hey,
that's not the smells
fair,
we want to talk about.
To be fair, I did have poop on my sweatshirt last night that I wore when I had to take my dog out.
You had poop on your sweatshirt?
Well, last night, not here.
Well, right, not here. But I didn't know if there was any lingering poop.
Now, you didn't say dog poop, so
no.
Are we too?
It was dog poop. He's having tummy issues, and somehow some got on my sweatshirt. Anyway.
Okay, can we start over?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about bad smells. We want to talk about good smells.
Mm.
Like the best smells in the world. This article that is out, Grandma's house is not really on the list, is it?
Grandma's just the house. It's
well,
as
it just
a whole?
Says the
it's
headline
not.
Says the best smells:
yeah.
Bread, rain, and grandma's house.
No, it
house.
Was number 46.
Okay, because I'm gonna say this: Grandma's house, R.I.P. Grandma. But like, grandma's houses smell terrible.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not mine.
Oh yeah, they do.
Not my grandma's house.
They smell like mothballs and
yep.
Like
yes.
They just smell old and stale.
Speak for yourself.
I had two grandmas.
I had three. Still have two.
And they don't smell
it.
Weird. I don't find grandma's house. Wait, okay.
Are they saying she's cooking? And like the,
yeah, grandma's,
the smells.
If you got
of...
an old Italian grandma and you walk in, she's got risotto. Duh.
Yeah, but that's
but
just
also
risotto.
Grandmas wear like certain perfumes. And so the house kind of smells
but it's
like
old
them.
Perfume. Okay.
But it's also the memories that happen there. Yep.
Aaron's we're not talking it. About memories. We're talking about smells.
Yeah.
But the scent ignites the memory.
And so it just brings you
oh
joy.
Oh my God. The face she just made at me?
Yeah. Is this your first day on Earth? Everyone knows the scent ignites the memory. Dumbass.
Oh my God. That, like, I want the video. I want her face with your narration under it. If we can make a video of her face going like, and you're going.
I just laughed so hard I like stopped breathing, which is really scary.
Oh my God. This is your first day on Earth. I'm not going to be able to pull it back together.
Okay, so we're talking about good sense. And the article is the top 20. People voted on the top 20 best smells.
No, here's.
I feel like it's missing one. A book.
Okay, so this is what I want to get to. I think it's too on the nose for people to call in and go like fresh baked bread is number one. And it's like, yes, I think we want people to call in with the weird ones like a book or like gasoline.
Yeah.
There are people, Erin's one of them. She likes gas.
I don't huff it.
Come smell this chair.
No. But like when I'm at the gas station, I like the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I am almost recovered. The weird one for me, and that's, I'm not trying to get a free plug in for an endorsement, but like I am, Big O tires, because like they do more than tires. So I take like my car's in, like my truck, I take it in for oil changes and stuff. And they're like, well, we'll be done in like 20 minutes, but there's a King Supers right there. And like, I used to walk over there. Now I just stay and huff the tires. There's something about the tire. It's just like, it just smells like,
It is. I like it too.
There's a tire, like, mmm. And I don't know if you know this, but like when you're smelling the tires, like sometimes you smell the smell and then it ignites a memory.
Yes, yeah. I've heard that.
You get it, right?
I just swore at you on the air.
All right. So we'll keep going through this list and we'll go around the room. But what is the best smell ever? 303-222-5423. Please call that number or text it.
My personal favorite smell, and I know you're all probably going to make fun of me, but it's when I'm coming home from work and I open the door, our back door leads to our kitchen, and my fiance is cooking. And it doesn't matter what it is, but it's the fact that he's already started dinner.
And it's already coming together.
Yeah, and I open the door and I'm like, that's a good smell.
Does that like...
I don't think that's a weird
ignite
one.
Ignite a memory for you when you walk in?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but...
You smell the smell.
And it ignites a memory.
I also like...
Aaron's just
I'm moving on. No, we're
plow
we're
through.
When you open up a new can of tennis balls.
Huh.
There is a good smell.
For sure.
Chemically.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's
so good.
Probably killing you.
Yeah, you're interested in chemical smells.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Because you do like gas, right? Gasoline.
Yes.
And that. Do you like new car smell?
Yeah.
Because they finally come out, they've said new car smell is killing you.
Because it's just all of the chemicals
combined. It's all the different things in your car. Everybody's like, oh my God, they should bottle that. It's like, they can, but it will kill you.
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
gives me headache.
Mine is kind of like new car smell, but it's the new shoe smell. Anytime you open the shoe box, I literally will smell the shoes before I wear them.
Put your nose to the shoes or put your nose to the box?
Nose to the shoes.
Yeah,
like, kind of face in the shoe.
That's definitely chemicals as well.
It is. Yeah, because I just got a new pair recently, and I was like, oh, you got to smell this, and had my wife do it, and she's like, it smells like a lot of glue. I'm like, oh, I don't even know what it is. It ignites a memory for me. And I can't quite explain
it. I think we should change this whole topic to just like what ignites a memory. Does anybody in here like the smell of markers?
Yeah.
Oh, like dry erase pens?
Do you really like it?
Love.
You're talking crap about Aaron. That's a chemical.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't talking crap about
Aaron. You're like, you think like chemicals.
I just observed.
Do you like Sharpie or just Expo?
Expo.
It smells like a headache to me.
Exactly.
I can smell it, but then it's like not too much. I'm going to get a headache.
But I've known people who just like open markers and just stand there and like.
Well, are they the sniffy ones?
No, not the ones that smell like strawberry.
Like grapes. Like,
no, just like an actual like Sharpie, the big thick Sharpie that you're making signs for.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I'm going to recover from everything that's been said here, and then we're going to take some calls. What is the best smell in the world? The weirder, the better, probably.
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about smells.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
What?
Sorry, we took a little break there, and you guys were all supposed to come over and smell my chair and see if it's
Oh, no, we're okay. Thank you so much for offering.
I smell it when you leave every day.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
I smell all of them. Don't be offended.
Way worse.
Way,
way worse. Way worse. All right. So what's your amazing smells? The best smell ever. Deanne?
I like puppy. I don't know why.
Puppies?
Oh.
Yeah. No, puppy breath is real.
The best.
But what is it?
They need to bottle that.
Yeah. Regular puppy itself smells good, but puppy breath,
mm-hmm.
there's like a
sweetness.
Is it?
I don't know, actually.
It's a wang of some
it's
sort.
It's just all warm and fuzzy, and you can't help but love it.
And you just want to snuggle your face into them.
But when does it stop?
I think it stopped.
It definitely stops at like 5 months, maybe. Yeah.
They just start smelling like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go running around the like water outside, and it's not cute anymore. They just
smell, but then
like
their paws smell like Fritos.
Yeah,
that's true.
Everybody's.
Yes,
I've never
paws.
Smelled the Frito thing.
Oh.
For the longest time, oh my God, this is a weird little admission. You know how the thing where they go like, Tiak, you know if your palm is bigger than your head, you're prone to get cancer? Did you know that?
Oh, no.
No, and then someone hits you in the face.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
I always thought the dog paw Frito thing, like if I ever got in there, like the dog would go like, poof. Like, or somebody be behind you. Like, I thought it was a trap.
Dogs don't know what you're doing.
I know, but it's still, thank you. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Or like the person who told you that's just waiting in the background to get a picture of you smelling your dog paws and like ruining you on the internet.
No. Would it ruin you?
Kind of, if you're huffing dog paws.
Nope.
Oh my God, we just lost another.
Yeah. She liked cow manure.
Ah!
It was her. She actually liked it.
No.
And, it's not a like, and we made so much fun of her before, but growing up in Iowa, like there's a familiarity to
that,
yeah.
that farm smell. And
just
you're like,
before you plant the crops.
Bring back a memory for you?
It kind of does.
But there's this is such a weird thing to say, especially since Eric is going through some real poop crisis right now.
I am, with my dog.
Sure, that too.
Yeah.
But before they plant the crops, there's that sweetness of the manure in the air. And it's not, I know it's poop, but it's got a
good.
Sweetness
yes.
wang
yes.
to it. And you're like,
gross.
This is going to be vegetables eventually.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Stop with Jennifer.
Yes.
What is your greatest smell ever?
I think it's springtime, but when you go up into the mountains and you get that like honeysuckle smell.
I don't know what that is.
In the mountains?
It's real sweet, yeah. You usually get it in like the foothills, but it smells, it's like, like wild honeysuckle. And it's.
Oh, wow. I've never smelled. I like right. I love the smell of lilac when that, like those purple bushes, there's some by the station that in the early spring, I just go stand there. It's like it's really strong, but it's.
Oh, that's what you're doing out there.
And had like a really sweet smell, like standing in the middle of a field.
Can't you guys just let me have something?
Because you're like, oh, I just like stand out in front of work alone and think about my life.
We've been avoiding you when we see you do that. I thought it was something else.
You guys, just come huff. Okay.
Nope.
You're all going to smell my chair when we finish
this.
I'm going to tell you this. We better talk to Daniel for a long time.
Okay.
Because when we're done with Daniel, everyone's smelling my chair.
You can't force that upon
us. Oh, really? This chair smells bad enough. You can smell it from here. Daniel?
I don't even want to smell that chair.
Sorry, Daniel. What's the greatest smell ever?
What's up, man? I like the cannabis plant when it's fresh harvested.
Freshly harvested?
I don't know what that smells like.
Mm.
Pot?
Dang. You live in Colorado and you ain't got any friends that
freshly harvested pot. Also, don't really know what pot smells like.
Are you being serious? I've never smoked pot. Ever.
I'm an avid home grower, yes.
Oh.
Dude, I would come over and just huff your pot.
Right. Well, I mean, you guys.
So will my dog.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I believe we had a successful singing of the News or Nope theme yesterday.
Well, you just jinxed it.
Oh, boy. You can do this.
News.
News. No. No.
News.
No.
News.
Only real hope
Ruben,
you is to decide.
Jinxed yourself.
This is news or nope.
I took that really big deep breath. I just got a little bit of spit down the wrong pipe. All right. Well, let's just start then. I don't know.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
A cool treat inspired by a toasty one is making its debut at the Golden Arches, just in time for summer.
You're using so many code words that I don't know what's
talking
happening.
About.
I know Golden Arches. I know that.
Say the whole thing again.
A cool treat inspired by a toasty one is making its debut at the Golden Arches.
They're making a French fry milkshake.
That's going to be a s'more.
Just in time for summer.
S'mores.
There's a s'mores McFlurry.
Ooh.
Gross.
That sounds delicious.
Why did you say gross?
I have a real aversion to marshmallows.
You have an aversion to a lot of sticky things.
Pull up a chair.
Yeah.
I'll explain the whole story.
Have a strawberry shortcake from 2023. There's a Kit Kat banana split one. I don't know. I never heard about these.
I didn't know they did special ones.
No. Yeah.
Well, because they've always done the Diamond Shamrock. That's a gas station.
Yep.
Shamrock.
Yes.
Shamrock Shake. Mm-hmm. So I think they're trying, like, they found lightning in a bottle with that. So they're going to try to, they're just trying to get something to stick. So we have like.
I think I might have more on this story. I've got guys on the inside.
Okay.
When it comes to fast food. So recently, Wendy's introduced their, you can get like candy in their Frosties for the first time ever.
That sounds amazing. A Frosty.
You can?
Yes, you can get.
Because Frosties is the superior ice cream.
I forget. I think maybe like a cookie dough or something. Like you can just get a couple, there's a couple different options where you can get it.
Say
and
less.
I think in response to that, McDonald's has gone, well, we can put stuff in our ice cream too. And Popeyes released their little chicken snack wrap thing, and McDonald's went,
hold my beer.
Snack wrap coming back.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I think so, yeah. So it's getting heated in the fast food. So pick your team now, I would say.
Yeah.
McDonald's problem is that they always claim the ice cream machine is broken.
Yeah.
That's their own fault.
That is a real thing, though.
Yeah.
There's two things that are
happening. Wendy's has so much. They have Pop-Tarts, Oreo, a caramel crunch, vanilla, brownie batter.
Pop-Tarts.
Like, this looks phenomenal. I think.
Stop talking. There's a Wendy's, like, basically in our parking lot.
I know.
Why are you still here? Go get us all.
Okay, wait. Don't boss her around like that.
I am not Wendy's.
I'll buy.
Oh, but the red hair.
I got to pick her.
Yeah. You got to sign autographs.
It's a weird adoptable thing. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Another kind of food and beverage news.
Oh boy.
Poppy is changing one of its flavors, and I cannot tell you enough how thankful I am for this. You look perplexed. You don't know what poppy is?
I don't.
P-O-P-P-I. It is like a soda replacement.
It's like a prebiotic soda.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Thank you, really? Aaron. It's like another kombucha thing?
Don't roll your eyes.
He's got a thing.
He's got a...
I had a friend who, he is much healthier than I am, and we had to... It was at a bachelor party, so we went and got stuff, and he's like, let's get some poppy. Like, it's like soda. And then he's telling me, he's hyping it up. He's like, it's exactly the same. It tastes just like soda. It's the best. And I'm like, okay. And I try it. Now I'm a soda drinker. And it is not like soda.
It's not soda. Whatever did you drink?
There was I think cream soda was one. And then there was maybe like a blackberry, I want to say maybe. But the cream soda, it's fine. It's good.
But it's not soda.
It's not,
yeah.
You're not fooling a soda drinker with it.
Well, maybe we should bring in the new root beer flavor when they revamp it. Hold on.
Okay.
I have 3 root beer poppies in my fridge that I will not drink because they are so disgusting. And I love poppy. So they said they're changing the root beer flavor because of all the insults they've gotten. They said, we heard you loud and clear. So how about this? I'll save those 3. When we get the new one.
Yeah.
We'll bring them.
You know what? I'm not drinking the bad one.
No, you got to see the difference.
We have to taste test the difference.
You don't have to do a whole can.
This is basically, you're making us do like the Jelly Belly Bean Boozled thing. Where it's like, is this going to be mint or grass? And it's like, I don't know.
No, I'll tell you which one sucks. And then you'll see how much better it got.
How about I just trust that it sucks? And I don't, like...
You're so lame.
It drives me nuts when people do things like this.
You're boring.
Why?
No, because it's like, it's that, there's people who go like, you have to get cancer to really know how to live. And it's like, no, I know cancer
is
bad.
I don't have to.
No, it's not.
We're talking about prebiotic soda.
It is not that deep.
No, but it's like, I want you to see how much it's improved. It's like, I believe it was sucky before. I don't have to. Like, I don't have to eat a well-done steak to know that I like it medium rare.
You know what, Slacker? You're out of this.
I'm out.
T-Hack, Aaron, I'll bring in the old one. I'll bring in the new one.
Yeah, you guys have fun with your little taste test.
Hey, you know what? You can feel left out.
Can I ask a quick question of the show? Who's got nopes left? Because I would have fired like four off during that.
I still have it.
You're the only... Wait, you still have one?
Yep.
Aaron
used hers.
No.
Are you sure?
I thought only TX got a nope left.
No, I have one.
Also, it's okay because we've only got time for one more story anyway, and it is TX.
It is TX.
I just want to say I like that because the thing with the fake soda or whatever, they do weird flavors. Do a soda flavor. Yeah. And root beer is a soda flavor.
That's the only one that's an actual soda flavor.
They do cola. They do cherry cola.
They have like a Dr. Pepper one.
Yeah, Doc Pop.
Yeah.
Okay. And that I like that. I don't like the weird. I'll bring in the good flavors for you.
But here's the other thing that
you don't understand. More than my healthy friend.
Right.
Growing up poor, we drank Shasta. So like blackberry is a soda flavor to me.
Oh.
Like we drank the nasty, weird, weird flavors. Okay.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More poppy news. No, actually, I have a story of animal triumph. As the new zoo and adventure park in Green Bay, Wisconsin, has called off their search for Louie, the escaped otter, after 2 years.
2 years?
2 years ago, Louie escaped from this zoo. And
otters don't need water to move?
I don't know. Well, apparently...
No, they can walk on land.
Okay, guys, can I just real quick, can we have a show meeting?
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where we're doing like hard news and we should act like we know some crap about stuff.
Okay. Yeah. He was missing.
Yes.
He's missing for 2 years. Now, people in Green
Bay. That's a dead otter is what you got right
there. No, they spotted him multiple times, but he never stayed in one spot long enough to be captured. And also, Louie lived in the wild before he lived at the zoo. So it eventually came where the zoo went, Louie has made the decision to return to life as a wild otter. We're going to respect that decision. But where it gets, I think, dark is his long-term mate, Ophelia.
Don't.
Who is still in the zoo.
Yeah, he left her. Yeah.
He left her.
Yeah, that's what happens.
They're currently looking for a new partner for her.
Yeah, good luck.
Unbeknownst to Louie. So we'll see if he returns.
Aren't otters like mates for life? You said long-term.
I believe so, yeah. So they're...
It just goes to show you. I don't like this.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Once again, it's Friday. That means we are going to put aside our petty differences and do Feel Good Friday. Now, about a week ago, Erica stole my story.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, do we put away our petty differences then? Because you got real mad at me for sharing a really beautiful story.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you right now. The story that you did last week was about the kid who showed up at Burger King after his graduation.
Yeah.
And he'd like they'd raise like $20,000 for that kid or something.
Well, then when we checked it was up to 80. And I happen to know it's actually higher than that now.
If you blow this for me, I will kill people you care about.
I could blow it for you too if you want.
I also looked it up.
You pieces of hell!
Feel Good Friday!
And this one feels good.
It's okay. I pulled this a couple days ago. So if you have a bigger number, let me know.
Today, but
it was over $190,000.
That was what I saw.
Me too.
And also, then Burger King gave him 10. Burger King gave him a $10,000 scholarship as well.
Whoa.
I mean, $200,000. You can not only go to school, but like live, right?
And he didn't want to go to college. I think he was more like going, his dream was a trade school or something. Oh. So I think he's set.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
He should get in, graduate, do the whole thing.
I just want you guys to know that doesn't count as my story. No, I would just, really? All of you were going to steal that from me
while I was looking, I saw the update and saw that it was at like 190. It's at 204 right now.
Wow. Okay. We were just prepared.
Yeah.
It's a thing that we do.
Okay, well, who wants to go? Anyone but Erica.
I have a story about how one person can affect thousands of people, like we saw in the Burger King story.
Okay.
Mine.
There is a dude in Southwest India who kind of took matters into his own hands. He taught 10,000 people how to swim for free in a river to end drownings. Unfortunately, there were 15 school children in his hometown that did pass from drowning. So he said, enough of that. I'm going to teach everyone to learn how to swim.
Oh my God. He could not teach me, by the way.
I think he could.
No one can teach me.
We don't know that.
I do not know how to swim.
I'm not great at it either.
I'm not a good swimmer, but you don't know how?
Listen to me. You throw me in the water and tell me to get over to the other side, I will create a wake. I can swim across the water easily. Throw me in deep water and say, Tread. We'll come back and rescue you in 30 minutes.
Nope.
You will be pulling my lifeless body out of there. I cannot tread water. And people who can tread water, like one of my ex-wives who was trying to, like, she would sit there, her arms and legs were barely moving and her whole torso's out of the water. I'm like, how are you doing that? How are you doing that?
That's a lot of muscle.
But yeah, there's something, I know when I say this, I'm going to get hell. There's something dense about me. Like, I just.
Yeah.
What'd I say? What'd I say? I called my shot.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, guys.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Anyway, I can't swim.
Yeah.
This man could teach you. Okay.
I have a story.
Don't keep staring at me like that.
I have a story out of Scotland. Which
Scotland?
I can't do the accent at all.
If you had the chance to change your face, would you?
What? I'll just let Aaron do it.
That's Merida. It's from the movie Merida.
Brave.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It is brave. Okay, make me feel like it is. Okay. You do not understand the feel good concept.
So there's a new technology that they're trying in Scotland for premature babies. So before, when babies are premature, they have to go in their little cots and they're kind of pretty isolated, you know? But there's a new technology where they're allowing multiple babies to be together in the same cot.
Oh.
And so I want to tell you about twins Macy and Marcus Lee, who were born at 29 weeks. Macy was 2 pounds. Marcus was 1 pound, 3 ounces when they were born.
Oh, man.
Their parents were told to expect the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
And they put them, but they used this new technology. So the twins were able to co-sleep together and they made a full recovery. Miracles happen because they were able to be together in the cot.
They were just, it's like,
and like even contact is healing.
I feel like they've done that at Children's Hospital here. I think I remember a story.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's,
that's
beautiful.
That is
just really cool. Yeah. The pictures of them, the tiniest babies laying next to each other, looking at each other in the cot. And it's just kind of like, we can do this. Like they're saying to each other, you know?
Oh my God. And they're out.
Yep.
Is T-Hack going to cry? He's a little.
I'm on the cusp.
Very close.
That is
very close.
If you've spent any time at the NICU or PICU at Children's, you're like, oh my God, it's a pretty scary place.
Yeah. I've got another story about twins, actually.
Oh.
Different twins. These are a pair of identical twins who just celebrated their 100th birthday.
Shut.
Oh my God.
They both celebrated 100 years. Bill and Jack Casey, they live in Oxfordshire in England. And they got cards from King Charles.
Who cares?
Is King Charles alive?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Feel good.
No.
We're losing it.
There's more to this. So they got cards from him.
I'm stuck on the way you said, isn't it Oxfordshire?
I'm sure.
Not Shire?
You're sure or you're Shire?
I've never been to England, so I'm not Shire.
What is happening?
But Bill is the oldest of the twins by 10 minutes, and he was talking about how they've made it to that point. And he said, clean and healthy living, staying active, sheer determination, and good genes. And he said, I've always intended to reach 100. Now it's here. I'm looking forward to the next 100. And they're both alive and doing well and staying active.
That's cute.
At 100!
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm tired of feeling good, so let's get back to our bad attitudes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So we want to play a little game. It's called Fornication Location.
Woo!
Or Hillbilly Hookup.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, where's, and I'm like, we're all getting to know each other in the studio, and I'm kind of discovering that Erica has nothing to contribute on this front.
But knowing me, the worrier that I am.
Oh, you're right. You'd be like, ew, there's infection.
Or I just wouldn't be able to get into the zone because I'm like, what if someone walks in? What if the police show up? What if?
So you'd never join the Mile High Club.
What kind of space do you have?
No, you're right. I do think that's stupid. There's not enough room in that bathroom. And they're vile.
Yeah.
Yeah, just vile.
And like, you can't do it secretly. You get up, your partner gets up. Only one person is allowed in the, like.
On international flights, you can.
Why do you say that?
Because like overnight and like people, you're just not paying as much. The plane is dark.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you can kind of go up and like, you space. If you both go up at the same time, you're nailed. But like,
yeah.
Okay, so
I just don't think it's a thing anymore.
Mile High Club?
Yeah.
It still is for some people. I've never done it. I would never do it. But I will boink. I'll boink weird places.
Like yeah. Where?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is this zone you talk about having to
yeah.
get into?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I'm always.
Like,
I will say, do you know the weird little gas meter thing? On the outside of your house, like the it's like in the little dials flip around or whatever, and they're bigger at like businesses. It's just like a big gray
what
thing with pipes coming out of it.
Yeah, I do.
That thing,
yeah.
Okay, out in the out behind a strip club.
Ew, I'm sorry.
Like, the
I'm
gas
sorry.
Meter
I'm
is
sorry.
Not grosser at
also,
a strip club.
I also understand. I'm not going to judge anyone who calls, but I think maybe it's just gross because it's you.
Yeah, I was in my bedroom.
Okay.
Okay, but behind one of those things?
No.
On top?
I sat. God, I don't want to give all
and receive.
But, yeah, we flew around the world. Yeah. On the, yeah.
Okay. The dials were going crazy.
Yeah, we were inside, and then we were like, let's go out back and make out or whatever. And then it was like,
okay. So that counts weird. For sure.
But I will just say this. If I was Erica, I wouldn't have been in this. Because you just know. Well, the odds of somebody coming to read the meter at 2 a.m. is a way
right,
off.
Low, but aren't there just people around?
But you're in the back of a strip club. People go to the front of the strip club.
Oh, I've never been to a strip club.
Oh, my God.
You are
a
warrior.
We really doing hillbilly hookup with the whitest person on the face? Like, you're vanilla. Okay. Because there was something in the news that got us. We're not just being weird today.
You're so mad.
there were a couple that were robbers, and they broke into a house in Holland, and police caught them in the house that they broke into, getting it on. So that's definitely that's a fornication.
I would really be worrying then. Yeah.
You're just so worked up from robbing.
You're like, how is that a turn on? You're like, we better not get caught. Well, okay.
Have you ever robbed anything? Have you ever stolen?
Okay. No.
No, but that's the thing is like, I understand once you're done robbing, you have that adrenaline, that thrill or whatever.
While you're in the middle of robbing, it's even more risky.
I have to draw the line. Like afterwards, after like mission successful, sure. Not.
I thought you were going to say something totally different there. Sorry.
What did you think I was going to say?
Accomplished?
Okay. Well, there was another couple.
Missionary? I don't
know. Oh.
Like, what? Hold on, Hack, before you get to it. If you're like Erica, you can just move on with your life. But if you've had relations in a weird spot, we call it fornication location or hillbilly hookup, and we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423, you can call or text.
There's another couple in the news in a cemetery.
No.
They were caught in the act late at night.
I can see Aaron doing that.
That is rude. So deeply offensive.
Yeah, how's it offensive? They're dead.
No, it's still respect. I go there. Sure. I go to cemeteries and just hang out. I'm not going to do someone there. That's weird.
Do you go to cemeteries?
You would bring
to
someone.
See loved ones?
No, I'll go to random ones.
Okay. That's alarming.
It's not that alarming.
They're pretty.
They kind of are. And if you have a Tesla with the thing, like sometimes you see people walking around. It's crazy. It's a real thing. Oh, my God.
I will tell a story because I'm not vanilla.
Everyone pull up a chair.
Vanilla's good. It's the most popular flavor for a reason.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's just
whatever. Tiak, your story?
So my wife and I were at her parents' house. They were having like a dinner party. We went upstairs. And you just go upstairs and then it's kind of like, hey, we're upstairs. You know?
We got.
Like, it's not like we went with the intention.
So
but
your hillbilly hookup is upstairs?
Liz? Liz, yeah.
Erica, light.
The door wasn't even locked. No, we went upstairs. The party's still kind of going on and we're getting a little handsy and she's, that it's going on. So, and then we hear people coming. Up the stairs. So it's a quick, it's a mad rush.
You got to learn when to pause and when not to pause.
Okay. I think he did that one on
purpose. I think he did.
They're coming up the stairs. And so we get like situated, you know, buttons all like off and all that kind of like clearly look like something was going on.
Disheveled.
That's the word. And her mom opens the door to give a tour to some of the guests, including the town priest who had stopped over for dinner.
Hey, Father Flanagan.
Yeah. Hello. Good to see you again.
Yep. That's a good one.
So your hillbilly hookup is in front of a priest.
Kind of, yeah.
Intentionally.
Did they know?
Of course they knew.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Okay. It doesn't take much for me to get out of breath, but so they weren't that surprised. But
the one that I remember that was in the news a couple years ago was a couple, like it's adjacent to being on the gas meter out in the back of a strip club, but they were just so randy for each other that they jumped inside a dumpster.
I would never be that randy.
What?
Yeah.
I wonder, it couldn't have been behind a restaurant. Because, like, you don't want to jump in food. But if it was, like, what dumpster would you jump in?
Like, Ulta, maybe?
None. No dumpster. I think this is the place.
No, because, like, in their defense, if they're a little like you and a little shy and afraid somebody's going to walk by, nobody walks by a dumpster and looks in.
But you can also hear, like, a doom, 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 doom. Elbows, knees, heads.
I want anyone who calls to know that Erica will reenact the sounds of what it sounded like wherever you were. No, but so they jumped in, but it happened to be at the exact same time as the thing came by with the little forklift arms.
Did they die?
Ba-bong. No, the guy, well, he heard the thuds when they hit, and he was like, they must have been throwing away something big. And then as he was starting the compactor, he could hear them screaming. So he stopped and went, and they
you
were
know
just
what?
Like,
another reason for me, don't nearly die because you're a little randy.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's
worth
it. Not.
Even Father Flanagan knows.
No, wouldn't he definitely not know?
I don't know.
All right, so if you've had relations in a weird location, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the weird places you've done terrible things to your significant other.
There's one text where, like, I get it. They said Red Rocks Amphitheater, middle of the week at night on the main seating area.
So it wasn't during a concert.
They didn't say. I don't know.
Oh. I was like, you get it with all those people around?
It depends on what concert.
I'm assuming not.
Wouldn't it almost be easier with a concert going around? On? Yeah.
No.
Then you're the only ones there.
Do you understand how close you'd be? Like, closer than Aaron and I are seated.
I know, but if everybody's like kind of...
If no one else is there except for those two people, I can see them.
Yeah, but no one else is there.
Who's going to see them?
No one else is there at 2 in the morning.
People do all sorts of stuff in the crowd at Red Rocks. In a crowd of any concert. And get away
mostly
with it.
Can you bring blankets into Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could do... you're right. At a concert, you could throw a blanket around you and like...
Everyone's moving and dancing.
I kind of feel like we're really giving the blanket too much power here.
Blankets.
They don't hide everything.
You ever can see movement.
No, have you the cloak of invisibility from, is that what it's called?
Okay.
The invisibility cloak.
Okay. Taylor?
Yay.
Yay. Fornication, location, what happened to you?
When I was in high school, my boyfriend lived across the street from a middle school, and we decided, oh, hey, let's go get on the roof. And that's... Where
on the roof of the middle school?
Yes, on the roof of a middle school. And then when we were done up there, we tried out the swings.
I don't feel good about this.
Wow.
That feels wrong.
Also, that'd be super illegal if you were caught.
On the roof of the
It was during summer, so it wasn't there was no kids inside.
Yeah. Isn't it like if you urinate on a school, you...
Erica's worried about... They didn't get caught, and she's still worried about... Like,
I know.
You could have got caught.
Your level of worry is off-putting.
Yeah, we should talk about it in therapy.
Right, okay. So it was all fun. You started to say maybe, was that your first time?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
God, what was I thinking?
On the middle school.
I was a huge
roof.
Tramp before that.
That's not what she said.
Yeah.
Well, she did say they tried out the swings, and I'm curious what tried, like it didn't.
It's difficult on swings.
Okay. I could see that.
You're doing like the Superman, though?
You'd probably get dizzy.
Kind of, yeah.
At least you get to jump off at the end.
Okay. It's called the dismount, is what we call it. All right. Thank you, Taylor. Jake?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Fornication location. Where did you do it?
The location was on the beach in Miami up against a little cabana. The crazy part was that there was a guy on the other side of the cabana that kept kind of peeking around the corner and listening or watching, or we discovered
and
him.
And you kept going?
That's what I was going to ask.
Once you realize you've got a peeping Tom, don't you stop?
Not unless you're into that.
Nope. Okay.
What do they call that?
Bye, Jake.
Voyeurism.
Yeah.
Like, you'd stop. Well, don't make eye contact with Erica during this topic. She wouldn't even start. She's like, cabanas are expensive.
Well, if I thought no one was there, that one sounds like the most reasonable to me.
I've definitely done it at a cabana.
Mm. And it's at night on the beach no one's there.
But it does.
Because they have those flowing weird like white things on the side of them.
Mm.
Like fabric. It's like.
I feel like I should live a little more, shouldn't I? Yeah.
Your fiancé is on the phone. Candy?
Yes.
Yes. Fornication location. Where'd you do it?
In a ski locker up at Steamboat.
Ew.
I'm sorry, ski locker?
In?
Yes.
Well, we know the skis are tall.
So I've never been skiing. How big is that?
Well, it's just tall, but like... How many skis can it hold? Like, so you guys, you, who's in, who's, like, you're both in? You're both inside the locker?
Yes, but this was a very long time ago. I don't know if they even have them like that anymore. But two people, yes, two of us were in the ski locker standing up.
Were you afraid you were going to get locked inside?
Erica,
no.
How do you even relate?
As it was in coming out of my mouth, I realized it sounded like a worry board.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm not sure where to begin this conversation that we need to have. I want you all to know. Can you see the sadness in my face today?
I can hear it for sure.
Yeah. You look tired.
I've lost.
I thought we weren't supposed to tell people that.
Yeah, but what's
like? What happened to you? No, what was the other thing?
Are you okay?
How did you even get here?
You guys know one of the happiest places on the planet for me?
Disneyland. Mm-mm.
We've talked about it a lot on the show recently.
The Ocean Prime Bar?
You know, I shouldn't set myself up for things like this.
Where are you happiest?
Costco.
Oh, yeah. Did something horrible happen at Costco?
Yes. There's a bar there? Sorry.
Well, I actually did have questions for you regarding the alcohol selection at Costco yesterday.
How did you find the one Costco that doesn't have booze? Every Costco I go to.
What? To be fair, I haven't been. It's just my fiance. Mm.
You guys going to the one at like the end of Wadsworth? Like Wadsworth and like...
I haven't gone. Okay, but it's just my fiance.
I know, but where does he go? Do you know where he goes? You track him, psycho.
In between.
That's not psychotic.
It's normal. It is for a safety measure.
Yeah, because he might get lost at Costco.
No.
Well, apparently he did because he has a question about the alcohol
selection.
Yeah,
he doesn't know where it is. It's the one at like River Point.
I'm going to that one literally today.
Oh my gosh. We should hold hands.
Okay, well.
Okay, so what happened to you?
I think I need to talk to the strong people in the room. So, heck, you can go do something else.
Okay.
Nice. So, I need to know what you ladies would have done in this situation. Costco has something, and they don't always have it, but it's my favorite thing. It's one of the greatest snacks you can eat if you're trying to be locked in. They're dried mangoes. They're unsweetened.
Yeah, grew up on
so
those.
So it's literally mangoes. Like the ingredient list, you flip the bag over, it says mangoes. No preservatives, no nothing. Kirkland dried mangoes, 3-pound bag. I go into Costco, they have them. The display is decimated. There's like 5 bags left. I grab 2 and then I go about my shopping. I am a person at Costco and at grocery stores who is constantly considerate of everyone else in the store.
Okay.
I hate people who go like, put their cart in the middle and then like walk around and leave their cart. They're blocking everything.
Yeah.
I leave my cart at the ends of aisles and then I go to the aisle, get my stuff, and I bring it to the end.
Horrible idea. Your stuff's going to get taken.
What?
Someone took their mangoes?
Stop.
So when I was going up and down aisles, this couple was there and I heard the wife go, oh, they have the mangoes again. And I'm just like,
not many left.
So I park my cart. I do my stuff. Yes, I'm in the Maker's Mark
aisle.
But
they saw you with the cart.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way that they could have thought, oh, they're putting stuff back. Those are some D-bags.
I cannot prove it was them. But here's what I can't.
But they were nearby.
When I went back to my cart, my mangoes were gone. So I went back to the mango display. There were no mangoes left.
Oh my gosh.
So then I'm like, I looked for an employee. I'm like, do you have any more in the back? They don't have any more. So that was the end of the mangoes. Then when I'm checking out, they're like 3 aisles over and they have mangoes.
How many?
Yeah.
2.
They took them for sure.
What? Could you imagine? What? What? Was I supposed to do?
I would have taken them back.
They're already in the checkout line. Yeah. This is why I'm not asking Hack.
Hold on.
Dude, you know I love you, but you're just as afraid of confrontation as I am.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have said
that. I'm just sitting here going, why are you getting all puffy,
I would have asked them.
What are you going to do?
Where'd you guys get those? I'm looking for them. And if watch them stumble.
There's no, you're going to walk up to
absolutely.
Them. Like while we're all waiting in that line to show your receipt for no reason.
I know.
Like you're going to say something.
They did check out.
Yes.
With it. That's where maybe
they already
I
own
it because they already paid.
Right.
But I would still want to call them out.
No
because
way.
No.
There
no
needs
way.
To be consequences for actions.
No way.
Aaron.
What if you walked by? Okay. What?
There is consequences for actions. Slacker needs to play better defense.
Yeah, Slacker needs to not leave his cart around.
That's the consequence.
Do you understand that I'm doing the right thing? I'm the one doing the right thing.
Costco aisles are big enough for 2 carts to pass each other.
Not really. Especially, and then people leave it right in the middle and go like,
As long as you're not doing that, I think it's fine to take it through the aisle. If you're not lingering, if you know I want the mangoes, they're in this aisle, I'm going to take my cart and get it, that's fine.
I need to understand. Erin is playing a tough game and maybe she's telling the truth, maybe she's not.
Well, I'm tired of people.
But what would you do, Erica?
I would do nothing.
Okay.
But if I really wanted to do something, I would walk by and go, oh man, I wasn't able to get any mangoes today, and look them dead in the eye and keep walking.
Jeez. But what does that accomplish?
It just makes them feel yucky.
If they're a person who would steal mangoes from my cart, do you honestly think they have emotions?
Here's what's confusing about it. The woman said, oh, the mangoes are back. In the time you left your cart at the end of the aisle, they didn't have time to go check the display and see that they were empty.
Exactly, that's why she took them.
But she didn't have time to go look and see if the display was empty.
She just
a normal person would go look for the display.
Yeah.
Yep.
They the fact that she just plucked them, and said he can deal is wild.
And there were...
And also, we don't know that that happened.
But we do know that happened.
Someone, I want to ask for security footage. That's how into it I am.
Oh my God, and I know an employee at that store.
Do you know what aisle you were on?
We can follow him through the store. Oh, yeah. Right.
If there's cameras in the booze aisle, I need
to... Okay, wait, hold on.
For sure there is.
I do have to ask, you weren't drunk and just misplaced them?
You're right, Aaron. I misplaced mangoes.
On a drunk Costco run.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so there's a list.
Oh boy.
And I'm actually testing the boys on this.
Mm.
Boys, not men. It's the 8 to 10.
Just preemptive. Just like throw a shot in there.
I don't know. I'm just feeling spicy today.
Do you feel that Erica's most recent comment was inappropriate? 303-222-5423. I can calmly say I feel like a man. And
okay, great.
I don't like your attitude.
Well, the good news is this list is tabled. The 8 table manner. Tabled, titled. Mm,
this is going swimmingly.
The 8 table manners.
Okay.
That secretly gross men out.
Gross men out.
Gross men out. So think about you're on a date. I know, Slacker, it's been a long time. And a woman
you are
that
spicy.
You
are.
Let me just say this. If Erica's more recent comment has gone too far, 303-222-5423.
Huh. Okay, so imagine,
message and data rates apply.
Imagine you're out on a date.
I'm struggling with it. My feeble old lonely mind is struggling.
And if the person with you does this thing, if it grosses you out, the first one is ordering something loaded with garlic.
No, not for me.
Right.
I'm
married. It doesn't.
Well, and whatever I ordered has a lot of garlic in it too, probably. So
okay.
I don't want to be hypocritical.
I will say I agree with that. But if we're on like one of those early dates where we might be making out or whatever, she's definitely sending me a signal she doesn't want anything to do with it.
Or she really likes garlic and she has gum or mints in her purse.
Gum or mint is only going to make it taste like minty garlic.
I love you know, the garlic when it gets soft. That'd be called
roasted. Jesus, world-class chef over there.
Right. Number two is picking a fast food place for dinner. So you ask a girl out, you say, where would you like to go?
And you're really asking T-Hack that question.
Well, I actually am looking mostly at you, Slacker.
I know, because you know his answer. He's
his
answer
is not grossed out at all.
Didn't he go on a first date to Pizza Hut and brought a coupon?
I did. Yep.
With your wife?
No.
No,
with a woman
else.
I didn't see much longer.
Right.
After that.
Okay.
I had a coupon. I tried to be sly about it, and then I think they brought it back, and we're like, this is expired, or so, it was something like
that. We may have done this on the show before, but can I flip the tables? I know we're supposed to be answering questions.
That's fine.
Is that really a problem for you to bring a coupon? Why would that be? Like,
I wouldn't.
Why?
Well, we went to like a super discounted sushi happy hour thing on the first night, and I didn't mind that. Our first date was the cheapest date we've ever had to this day.
I'm just saying, like, it shows he's... money mind. I don't know. And I've also heard how you don't pay with a gift card. It's like that gift card is cash.
Yeah.
Like
you were also must have been in college when that happened, right?
Yeah, I was.
That's different. In college, you use as many coupons as you want. We're all poor.
But who? Okay. I'm sorry. What was the question? Fast food place.
If she's like, hey, let's go to
Wendy's.
Yeah.
I'm relieved. I'm proposing.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm a hard. Oh my God. What? Really? It's like garlic. You're saying all you needed was sustenance. Like you don't, you're not here for the...
It works perfect. I have gift cards. It's perfect. Like it's already aligned.
That is so true. I got my free Frosty.
I do. On my keychain.
Taking pictures of your food.
Ugh.
Okay. We know how you feel about that one.
I mean, are you being serious right now?
That is number 6 on the list.
If we're on a date and you're using this as a grammable moment, you're not present.
It's kind of all going back to the garlic and the fast food.
Yeah, you're not here for me. You're here for something else.
Is the picture of the fast food?
are we at a nice restaurant for this?
Remember when I said boys?
Okay. You Perfect. Are such a child, dude.
I don't hate it because it kind of shows that she's not embarrassed to be out with you. Like she's
willing.
Oh,
you're not in the picture.
Yeah.
It's just the food.
But I like the idea of doing something that she would consider to be a flex. You know? Like
you're grandma.
That's kind of reassuring to me. Like, okay, this is going well because she's sharing this. Is that wrong?
No, I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't want to do that, especially on a first date, because I don't want you to think that, like, I'm using you for content.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I don't want you to be thinking about content.
Like, you are paying for my dinner so I can post on Instagram. I don't like that.
Who said I'm paying?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Answering phone calls. That one's tricky to me. Would that gross you out?
It's not. Is this a first date specifically? There's always a fake call that comes in on a first date, especially that I've been on.
Okay.
The friend call.
If you say always,
the call comes in.
Always gotta go right after.
Oh. No, they don't leave. They just take the call, and it's a friend going, "Hey, it's everything."
And she lays the code word down,
right? And then they go, "No, everything's fine," and then hang up, and then they stay. So I'm not a weirdo, but that is a thing, or at least it was a thing when
I
was
dating.
I'll
tell you what, never once have I had a friend call on a date.
Never once?
No.
What?
Text to check in, but yeah. No calls.
Oh.
Well, it's because they know you're just so desperate for attention that they're going to let you have whatever. Right. Look, you fired two shots at me at the front
spice,
of this thing.
I'm going to take
so,
the spice.
I will say, because of my, like, I would be dating, if I were dating, I'd be probably dating single moms right now.
So they got to take the calls with the kids.
100%. I can't be mad. Like, I don't get to demand full-on presence on a date because you might need to make contact with your kids. But if you're gramming, no.
You might grabbing need
the
to,
phone.
Too.
Make Correct.
With your, so it's kind of a...
I've actually been on a date. I was going to ask you in the same vein. Like, I was on a date a long time ago, but like... And I needed to get my kids food. I was door dashing food to my kids. So I did that while I was sitting there.
Didn't end well.
She was like, are you going to, and I'm like, listen, if you don't want it to become this, but it's like, if you're genuinely asking me to choose between you and my kids, then this is going to be a real easy decision for me.
Yeah,
like we can just, you can go.
You guys pretty much answered the next two, texting at the table, posting to social media mid meal. But what about
strike
chewing with your mouth open? So your date's like, yeah, and then I had a really good time tonight.
I don't have that
out.
Thing. I don't have the thing. Do you have the thing?
Hmm.
Whatever that thing is, what do you call that thing? Hominomophobia. There's a thing. There's some sort of phobia where, like, our old midday girl had it, where like
what?
She couldn't be in a room with somebody like eating soup or drinking a milkshake. Any food sounds sent her into like there's a thing. It's called something. It's like omnomophobia. Like you can't handle food sounds. I can handle it, but if you are such a heathen, here's the thing. I don't know how to tell. Like I don't think she's the girl you're talking about. She's not a good kisser. Like I'm always thinking
me.
No, the girl, not you, but you.
I was
you,
like, what's so
I believe
mean?
It's
but you,
misophonia?
That's it.
Oh. The girl who's
like
chewing with her mouth open
she's
is
like,
not
no,
a good
I don't, like,
kisser.
No. Hmm. Do you think she's a good kisser? Like,
probably not. No. And I don't have that thing, but I don't know if this is similar. I'm so self-conscious about something being on my face, especially while we're eating, that I'm like a wipe in between every bite, especially on a date.
Oh, that's a lot.
And if somebody has something on their face, it makes me very uncomfortable.
I get
like
that.
Like I just, I, so it's adjacent to that.
Well,
that
the
I
drag is with
like
a beard.
That.
Like we can't always feel one. Oh, yeah. On your, like if you don't wipe every other, and the worst thing in the world is if your date is like you get two bites in and they're like,
I hate it.
And you're
I
like,
know.
Oh, well, I'm never, this is going nowhere.
I'm going to tell you, though. I'm not going to let you sit there
no,
without
I
it.
I want you to tell me, but okay. I know I've already ruined my chances.
No, you haven't.
Because I just
no.
sat here with
you
a blob
have a beard
of,
and
like,
you're eating.
My
That's
fiance
fine.
Gets beer on his mustache all yeah. the time.
Yeah, but again, you're just so desperate. For you get two, I get two. That's yeah, fair.
That's the same one.
That's
you still
the same
get another
one.
One.
Just used it twice.
You suck.
Oh, is there one more?
There is one more. It's ordering for your date. So if the girl's
Wait,
like,
the girl orders
for
me?
He's going to have the truffle deviled eggs.
Perhaps a salad.
Ooh. Yeah.
Perhaps not.
Are you calling me fat?
No, it's from Whitechicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Every once in a while, I find one of these, am I the a-hole things?
Have you ever written one? That's a genuine question, because I feel like you would be the type of person to do that.
No, I have not.
You need the approval of the internet.
I don't.
Like, I was right, I swear. You don't need the internet. You have this. You just broadcast.
I don't like where this is going already. I don't even want to finish this now, because I think you guys are going to blow me up.
All right, let's hear it.
So the am I the a-hole is basically somebody who's like, they sometimes get passionate about things.
Okay.
And like when they're talking about whatever they're passionate about, their significant other goes, yeah, can you just calm down? Can you take it down a notch? It's like you're out and you see like a Lego display. You're like, oh my God, look at that. You know how many Legos I must have taken to like put that thing? Oh God. And their sick other's
that's
like,
that's what you're screaming whatever about in
it
public?
Is. Like whatever. Yes, that's one of the
that's
things.
Valid.
That's well, one of the that. Things. Your Lego hate is going to get you in a lot of trouble, yeah. Little
my
young
fiance
lady.
My fiancé has a whole
right.
Bookshelf
that's what I'm saying.
Of Legos in his office.
Your fiancé, Aaron, myself, Tiak is adjacent because
oh,
his kid is like
yeah, all
a,
in.
Huge
all
into
in.
It.
Like, he's got a son.
Right. Well, I used my son to get in. I wanted right, okay. to get in, but like
I am just a child.
Right.
You have nephews who are young.
I don't let them build them.
Here's the point. His significant other is like, can you just bring your voice down? And right. I've been in relationships where that happens to me, and I can't explain to you, like, it's like, well, everybody's looking at us. Like, everybody's looking at us anyway.
No, they're
this
not.
Is just who
they're
I...
And there's a not. There's a difference between getting excited and passionate and versus screaming. Just being loud. Mm. I want you to be happy.
I'm allowed to be loud. I am loud.
Mm.
And you knew that when you started dating me. I'm not saying that to you, Aaron, because we've stopped.
We've
dating.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. We never dated, but you know what I'm
I
saying.
I know, but you can't just drop that because then people are gonna run.
I
with
knew
it.
I knew it. No,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just.
I get this too. This happens to me.
That you have to calm down.
Yes.
That's interesting. I get told
two things by my wife. It's either I can hear you or I'm right here. And it's a little dismissive, right? It's like,
it's not dismissive.
I'm right here.
Like, you don't need to yell. I'm right here.
Sorry for getting excited.
You can be excited without being loud.
This is such a boy thing.
Sorry for having a zest for life.
Well, do you like boys?
Most of the time.
Then deal with this.
This happens with my fiance. Every once in a while, he gets so excited about something that I have to go, hey, bring it down. But I will also tell you.
I'm telling you, Erica, you just hit me. That's exactly the way I've been told it by SIG others before. You don't know how hard that slaps. It's like, it's such a gut punch.
Stop talking about it. It's just, there's a lot of people who can hear you right now.
It's just lower your volume a little bit. How would you, if you're being too loud, how would you want us to tell you?
Be excited with me.
Like, no, don't just want you to be quieter.
I don't want to be quieter. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Why are you bossing us? Let us be loud.
Well, I'll tell you.
We're too loud to you. I don't think I'm too loud. So who gets to decide?
Because I'm going
to
tell you this. Thank you. You're saying I've been in this argument and it's like other people are looking. I'm like, and then you just stop and you're like, what about that guy? I can hear him.
Do you want to be that guy?
I don't care if I'm that guy. Like, we're in a bar or somewhere and it's like, there's people, it's like, oh, cool. And you're like, that guy's doing it too. Like,
okay, here,
are you embarrassed to be with me?
It is always a guy.
It is always a guy. And I dated.
Shouldn't have said guy.
It is always a guy. I dated this guy when I was 25. I don't know. We dated for almost 2 years. He did end up cheating on me. So set the stage there. Everyone in my life after we finally broke up said, he was so loud. Like, he was painfully loud. No one wanted to be around him. It's just embarrassing.
Did you have men in your life say that to you?
Yes.
Interesting.
Lies. She's lying.
I've never heard that.
My brother-in-law hates that man more than anyone.
But he hates him because he cheated.
Yeah.
No, he hates him for many, many reasons. One of which is he was constantly screaming. And I was approached on one of our dates. He went to the bathroom and some guys came up to me and were like, are you good? Because he was so loud. And I still dated him for almost 2 years. But I'm just telling you, you don't want to be that guy.
That seems extreme. It is like a shutdown. Even you gave a little wink when you did your like, hey, like, I'm right here. Like, and it's just,
you know,
like,
how dismissive that is.
Yeah, like patronizing.
So how do you want us to tell you?
Because just if don't.
You need to be quieter.
We're not dismissive of you when you start talking about your stupid show. Oh my God, Love Island. Like,
we're doing it at a decent volume. I'm not going, oh my God, I've got a text.
It's a little quiet for me.
Oh gosh.
I don't know what to do. I don't know the answer.
Who gets to decide?
Exactly. It's like
the place. If we're outside at a beer garden and you're yelling, fine.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's not true because I've had the Erica look.
Don't
the,
point
thing,
at me.
The thing that Erica just did to me. Oh my God, did you trigger me, woman? Like, because you think, call me woman. You think you're being sweet with the little wink and like, hey, or the I'm right here. I got it. It's like, that's so like, what a parent does.
So
it's
grating. Do we gently tell you?
You don't. Let me be passionate.
I'm saying be passionate, but do it quieter.
So the woman
they
with you.
They cannot stop controlling you. That's all it is.
It is.
Like, be passionate, but do it how I want you to do it.
Yes. That's exactly it. This is a Venus and Mars moment. Like, you don't see it. And you think we don't see it, but you don't see it either.
We're not controlling you.
Yes, you are.
We are aware of our surroundings.
The people around us.
But other people are yelling too.
Not like you.
Okay.
Why do you think you're alone?
Oh, no.
Oh. Was there a wink too?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we allowed to post these? We can, right?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. There's management sometimes goes like, don't use AI. And you're like, don't use what? I don't know.
Yeah. We're not even here right now.
Right.
This is all AI.
Yeah. I don't know where to start, but who was doing these pictures? Aaron or?
No, it was my brother-in-law because he saw the pictures that we posted asking everyone for our doppelgangers.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know who they are, but I put your pictures into AI and had fun with it.
I don't know who they are, those weird people you work with.
Okay. Where do we start with this?
Who are the doppelgangers?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to let that go.
I've met her. I know him very well.
What is going on right now? Are you this dumb? Which version? Okay. Let's start with the Pixar ones. Are we going to, can we post these in waves? Like, okay, the Pixar one.
Yeah.
All I want to talk about is me, but we can talk about the rest of you guys.
Were you what? Sad? The Slacker Show? Are you? That's okay.
Why are you guys such
because you hired us.
I didn't hire anybody. I know. Okay, here's the thing. The Pixar one. What's wrong with... I look...
I think these ones are great.
I think the Pixar ones are a really accurate representation of what we all look like.
No, Aaron doesn't look anything like you... The picture they did of you, you have your dog in, like, I don't, spoiler alert, yeah. In every single picture you have your dog.
It's cool, so cute.
Because it's the picture that Aaron,
yeah,
that we use for the doppelganger one, my dog's in it, so of course.
Right, but I had a drink in mine, and the drink is only in one of the photos.
That's true.
Okay. No, it's not. It's in two.
And it you is? Look drunk in the Pixar one, because your eyes are cross-eyed. No, but
I think Pixar ones, all the eyes.
Also, your pupils are really different sizes. Or
yeah,
whatever
they
the,
are.
The cornea, whatever the colored part is.
What are we doing?
Okay. Iris.
I like how the AI did her dog.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In all the different styles too.
So cute.
Swanson got the best end of the AI deal. Yeah. He looks money in every single one.
No, I kept zooming in, especially on the Pixar one, going, his ears.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's so cute.
They nailed it.
The other thing, Tiak, I don't know what's going on, but you're cute in all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
You're really giving Secret Prince in the Pixar one.
Ooh.
Like the story's going to unfold and then suddenly T-Hack's like, I'm actually a billionaire.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
That's so
that
cute.
That is something when because I used to have much longer hair and then I cut it. And that was one of the things I said. It was like, I want like Prince hair.
Oh.
Like Disney Prince, you know, like oh, Eric and the little, like they're always
Farquaad.
Or not Farquaad. No.
Oh, I Prince thought that's Charming. What you were going
Prince
for.
Prince Charming from Shrek, you know?
So you're not the, going for Farquaad.
So thank you. No, I'm not.
I want it, like when you look at the picture of Erica and Swanson, I want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Me too.
I want to know the love story between you two. It's so.
Like I probably found him somewhere and he saved my life. Which, you know, I did get him at a time when I was like very depressed. And unemployed.
Oh. Okay.
This took a dark turn.
No, no.
I thought we were trying to be...
Who rescued him?
Exactly. Well, I didn't rescue him, I'm going to be honest. But I'm just saying, he really... His little look. That's the look of a dog who saved life. Not my life.
Oh,
just
it is
life.
Pretty cute.
Okay.
And then right. Aaron, what's wrong with Aaron? Like, you have a huge nose.
I don't think I do.
Like I don't like this picture of you.
It's a little bit longer than on her normal face.
And they lied. Your eyebrows don't look like that.
They're
more. What's wrong with you?
Why are you picking on me?
No, yours. I mean, that's not you at all. I can kind of see the rest of us, but that's not you.
I kind of feel like
I look
did
dumb.
A good job.
Yeah, so okay. I think so too.
You?
This Pixar is making me go get Botox like today. If you will stay open late today, I will come let you shoot my face.
Why?
Because the Pixar, bad. I'm like all, old man. Not as bad as, what's that other one?
Which one?
There's the one that's a group photo
shot.
Of us.
Oh,
I am 4,000 years old
photo.
In this picture.
And this one, the fantasy one, doesn't hurt your feelings?
The fantasy one, like I should have wrinkles on my face because I've just slayed a dragon. But like...
I didn't notice looking at Slacker's fantasy picture until Erica pointed it out. Oh, the size of your drink versus the size of your hand. Your drink is massive.
That like, feels right.
That drink needs to be drank with two hands.
It's a two-hander.
And also, what's happening? You got baby hands?
Oh my God, oh my God, what is going on?
Massive.
Why is that so big? And why do I have a straw? I don't drink with a straw. But T-Hack in the cable knit sweater.
I know. Once again, kind of looks like he's going to slay a dragon.
Secretly become a prince.
Yeah.
So this is probably weird, dorky radio to just be sitting here talking about pictures with you guys not being able to see them, but we'll put them all on our socials. But
we need to address something.
What do we have to address?
There was also a comic one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, Aaron and T-Hawk became literal superheroes, and yeah. I'm just holding my dog.
And I'm just holding a drink, well, a very large drink.
Branding. T-Hawk asked us a question regarding.
Yes. Oh, we do have to. We do have to tackle this.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm very. They put me in the Superman outfit, which
and you
is,
have like a 12 pack.
Yeah. Which is only a couple more than regular.
Right. But
I just want you to know before you ask this question. Hmm. I spent a little time with this photo last night.
Oh, did you?
Ew.
He wants to know that. I'm sorry that you guys had to hear it, but he wants to know that.
I do. I know I'm not the only one then. So I'm, what did you say? I'm yassified?
Yassified idea.
I agree.
You're
I look
money
I,
in
great.
This
but so this is my question. Can I take this AI photo of me with 100 abs and Superman outfit and the great hair? And show it to my barber and say, no. Can you do this?
Just a cartoon. Yeah.
They will knock you off the chair and go, start doing sit-ups.
No, I think you do already have this. Maybe just a few more layers, but that's it.
But it's like, because I need to go back and get a trim and it's like this. But is that the most embarrassing thing I could do? Or is it more embarrassing to show a photo of like Jason Momoa and be like, can you be like, it's kind of the same. So what's the difference? Either way, I'm not going to be that handsome.
So. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. If you're going to commit a crime, maybe think about eating first.
What?
Fuel.
Yeah.
I like it.
The number one rule in life.
I've got a story about how getting a second opinion is pretty important.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in the Czech Republic.
This whole room falls silent. Nobody knows what that's.
Not a clue what they sound like.
I'm guessing it's kind of Russian related.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a woman in the Czech Republic.
She was declared dead.
Oh, okay. This took a turn.
And it was nearly buried when she woke up inside her coffin.
What?
Her 87-year-old husband found her unresponsive at home. And, you know, the coroner arrived, declared her dead. But as they were placing
coroner!
That coroner should lose their job.
You have one job. Yeah. Verify dead girl.
No one's 100% at their job. Right? We can agree on that.
If you're going to be a coroner, you better be 100%.
Oh my God. They literally put her in a coffin, brought her to the funeral home.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But as
oh my
they
God.
Were placing her in the coffin, she like opened her eyes and started breathing.
All right.
So
the coroner's like, you could have done that sooner.
What?
Also, like, how long was she not breathing for?
Yeah. Dude. You guys, this is a trigger for me. The idea of being buried alive is scary. Like,
Okay, and how likely is that?
If I'm in the Czech Republic, it sounds pretty likely.
Are you there?
I might be traveling soon. Might be doing my. She's fine now,
she's
though.
She's fine. Yep.
All right.
Good.
All's well that ends well.
I have a story out of Japan.
Not a good accent day. Yeah.
You were just, did you want to?
No, okay. I'm okay.
She was doing it off air. Yeah. I don't know why she's not doing it now.
I want it.
Yes, you.
I will throw hands.
There was a man in Japan. He attempted to rob a bank. He got into the bank. And he was ready to do it, except he got distracted because they had those complimentary rice cakes out there. I think banks.
Hold on. Did you just say it like they had those, like it's a thing that happens
in course. Well, because we have dum-dums in our.
But they're not just sitting out.
Yeah,
you don't
they
just
are.
Go up and like.
Yeah, some banks have cookies. That's what I was going to say.
What are you talking about?
We have like cookies at some. Like hotels have them. I think banks have them too. Some of them.
Banks have cookies. They're like,
you just go to a bank.
Blood sugar's better. You're going to spend more money?
It's just a customer service thing. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry we derailed your story, but I've never seen
kindness to others.
Okay.
Heard of it?
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to find the sound of somebody eating rice crackers.
Yeah. So he got distracted by those rice cakes and crackers, and he stood there for several minutes just calmly eating all of the rice crackers as all the employees and other customers in the bank watched him.
Okay.
They're like, hey, are you robbing us or what? Let's move on with this. He finally finished all of them, went up to the teller and said, all the money, please. Still kind of eating the crackers.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah, there you go. They're footage like, of him eating the crackers.
Yeah, I just want you to know, we have a feature film of you and your face. Like we,
right.
You will be caught.
The footage went on the news of him just calmly eating the crackers. So not only did he get caught, he was pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, as he should be. Yeah.
Do you suppose they have complimentary crackers in prison?
Probably
would he
not.
Go to prison though? He didn't actually rob him.
Once you ask for the money, I think you've
intent to rob. Okay. Mm.
All right.
Okay.
Noted.
Just eat the crackers.
Yep. Just eat the crackers.
Those?
Ah, there you go.
For all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.